Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to check in with Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider.
Yeah, we'll get to
as he will join us for the latest on Patrick Mahomes, where they go from here.
Yeah,
and maybe a little bit about his thoughts of what the defense may have shown us in a small sample last night. Therese, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. Of course, on short notice. Certainly, if you'd said 30-6, I think we'd all be happy today. But 30-6 with the quarterback issue is a little bit different story. What's the latest on Patrick Mahomes?
Well, yeah, the MRI is going to matter today, guys. It is. I reported last night that people coming out of there after he went into the locker room with a lot of initial optimism. That was real. Dislocated kneecap. At least that's what it shows initially. No fracture. But we got to see the extent of the damage today in the MRI. You know, if it goes a certain way, there's certainly a scenario where he'll be able to come back, you know, this year. If it goes another way, I think there's an importance to exercise caution and make sure you preserve this jewel, for the foreseeable future.
You know, Therese, if it comes back and it says that, you know, you're going to eventually have surgery on this thing, Josh and I have talked about it this morning. Like, I would rather have the surgery now, get it done with for the long-term future and success of Patrick Mahomes in this franchise than to try to piecemeal this thing together. Because the last thing you want to do with an injury like this is piecemeal it together and then have it keep slipping out and then eventually tear, you know, a ligament or something later on, because this is an injury that can reoccur. So that's where we kind of stand on this. I'd have the surgery, be cautious, and just get it done now if that's what it requires. What do you think? What would you do?
I think if the MRI indicates that it's borderline in any way, like if he comes back, it could like continue to be a problem or that kind of deal. I think that Patrick, the Chiefs, and the people who love him will have to have a real discussion about making sure they do the right thing for not just him, but the NFL, right? Like, this is not a Chiefs discussion. This is not just a Mahomes discussion. Like, this guy's a generational talent. Like, he's going to be the standard bearer for the league over the next decade. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a discussion about, you know, doing what's best for the kid and protecting for himself, because we know he's a warrior.
Okay? Right.
Patrick is an absolute warrior. He walked off the field, okay, like, just because he didn't want to see his teammates down. See him like that, right? Like, refuse to get caught up. I mean, that's who he is. And it's about, you know, him being tough. Like, that matters to him. Leading from the front, that matters to him. So basically, depending on the severity of it, you know, I think that's going to be a discussion about, you know, protecting the kid from himself. And, you know, we'll have to see. But certainly, again, there's some initial optimism that that the risk might be minimalized a little bit.
So, you know, with protecting him from himself, like, who has the ultimate call in something like this? Is it a collaborative effort, or does the team tell him what they want to do? Like, how does it all go down?
I mean, I think it's a collaborative effort. He's the quarterback, you know. The team, I got to imagine, you want to kind of protect the interests of the franchise for years and years to come. Because, like, you've got, like, this jewel, you know, this guy that's going to bring people to the stadium, even out of their – and I wrote a column about this on Yahoo, you can check out. But, like, here's a guy who's so special, like, fans will forego their big comfy couches and their big televisions. They come to the stadium and watch him play. Do you know how valuable that is?
Yeah.
In today's NFL? Like, how many players are like that? Well, like, you got to say, okay, I got to go see this guy play once if you're on the road, you know?
Right.
Like, if you lived in Detroit and Patrick Mahomes is coming to town, you probably should go see that, because you might not know when you see that again. also understand that's a difficult discussion because if he doesn't play again, you're basically punting on the season. Like, I get it. I understand it. That's why it depends on the results of the MRI and how they come back. But I also think no matter what, you exercise caution. Even if it comes back, like, as well as possible, you don't rush him back because, you know, you talk about this upcoming schedule here, guys, mm-hmm. right? If they can't, like, rally here and play well without their quarterback, you know, there's some doubt as to whether this is a Super Bowl team anyway. So, like, I think they should definitely exercise caution. I personally wouldn't bring him back before the bye week.
Right.
Just my opinion.
That's where I was kind of looking at it. Best-case scenario, he comes back. Yeah, I think I was looking at it, too, with the schedule, Therese. Best-case scenario for me, you come back December 1st against the Raiders. I think that's a fair – if everything is as minimal as everybody's hoping and praying that it is – December 1st against the Raiders looks like the logical bring back to me. I don't know. What do you think that's probably logical too?
I mean, that's what I think I would be aiming for if the MRI comes back.
Right.
The best case scenario. I would not push it. I understand that people might get a little antsy if they lose the next two games, which is certainly possible because I'm telling you right now, the Vikings and Packers get after it defensively. I wouldn't want him facing those teams, mm-hmm. that's for sure. The Titans are a bad team, but without Mahomes, it's a road test. It could be interesting. You know, I wouldn't be pushing it, though. I wouldn't be pushing it. I wouldn't get antsy if you lose two or three straight. Like, I wouldn't do it. I get that you're trying to win games, but I would try to be a little cautious on it.
If Matt Moore plays well, would we have a quarterback controversy?
Stop. And we're talking best case scenarios, which is great. If it's not best case scenario, are there any options to make a move, or they just roll with Matt Moore?
I mean, they're going to explore everything. You know, they'll explore everything. You wouldn't want to just completely punt on the season. If you can find somebody you think could help you move the chains a little bit, you know. You know, that's something you would have to look into. But, man, it's tough for a quarterback to come in with this voluminous playbook and, like, immediately get it. So, you know, beyond Chad Henne, you know, beyond my – no, I'm not sure, you know, what kind of options you've got because it's not, like, a super easy playbook to immediately come in and pick up. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. You know, certainly not sure. But it's hard to imagine somebody coming in and picking up a voluminous playbook in October.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of where I am. And then the nonsense of Colin Kaepernick, a man hasn't played in 3 years. Why aren't we calling for guys who played offensive line in 3 years to come back into the NFL or wide receiver to come back into the NFL? I think the Colin Kaepernick thing would be the most irresponsible thing that this organization could possibly do right now. You don't bring in a guy who hasn't played in 3 years.
So the thing about that, I'm sure, is that it's being fueled by the fact that, like, Andy could probably get a lot out of him, or at least a good amount out of him. Like, I get it, but I think that's also something that will probably need, like, time, right? This is not, like, an easy playbook to pick up, you know? And, like, I get it, you know? Andy gets a lot out of quarterbacks, man. So, like,
right.
You know, he's a talented guy. So, like, I get it. It's just the timing of it complicates things.
And the fact that he hasn't played in the last 3 years, and the fact that Andy can get a lot out of quarterbacks, man, let's go. Let's see what you got with Matt Moore. Everybody else you work with seemingly turns to gold. So that's kind of where I am right now. I kind of like this role with Matt Moore, and he's been here, and he knows the system, and he knows the playbook.
He seems smart enough to get the ball to Tyreek Hill. I mean,
he dropped a dime to that cat last night, so let's roll, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the timing of it complicates things. Andy can get a lot out. And I'll say this, I think, like, if Mahomes, you know, if he does come on that track to come back, this is going to be a great test for these guys because everyone else has to step up now, okay?
Yeah.
Defense has to keep stepping up, and you got to do it against a team that is ahead of the Acapulco in 3 months, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's see it against the Packers and the Vikings, right?
Right.
You know, let's see the offense establish the run. You know, guys have to step up, man. Like, you know, your MVP quarterback, the guy who covers up all your mistakes, won't be around for at least a little while. So this is going to be a great test to see if this is a Super Bowl caliber team because if they can't step up in his absence, You know, you can't win a Super Bowl. So we're going to find out a whole lot about this year's Chiefs team while Patrick Mahomes is out.
What did you take out of the defensive performance last night?
I love the aggression. Like, those guys were getting after it. I was also really impressed with the mental toughness, because seeing that visual is brutal, and I feel like Chiefs teams of the past, you know, would have caved in certain instances. Like, I feel like they would have caved. That's a tough thing. There are a lot of football teams that would have caved seeing that, right? But they came out, they played hard, they played better. And imagine being Denver, guys. Like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is out for the game, and you just get your butt kicked the rest of the game. Like, look, I told you guys yesterday, it's one of the least impressive passing games in football, right? Like, I told you guys that Flacco sticks, right? Like, I told you this. So, like, as long as you could put bodies around him, balls were going to float. I was worried about the run defense. But those guys stepped up, man. I think Reggie Ragland, you know, like, he's been an improvement. Like, that's a good thing. So, let's see it go. Let's see it keep going. We're going to get a real test in about a week and a half when you face the Green Bay Packers team that can run the ball. And you got their own magician at quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And while no one's scared of Kirk Cousins, that team can run the ball, too. So, let's go. Strap it up. Let's go.
Therese, thanks for a few minutes this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.